Talk radio for Catholic life.
Powered by you.
Listener supported.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
It's Monday, May 6, 2024. Good morning and welcome back to a brand new hour of Morning Air. I'm John Morales along with Glenn Leverins and producer Sarah Tafoya. Thanks so much for joining us across America and beyond on this Monday morning as we continue with day one of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. As I have said so many times before, Relevant Radio truly is a spiritual family. We're made up of each and every one of you. We cannot do it without you. So all this week, we're going to continue to ask you for your support of our mission of bringing Christ to the world through the media. Remember, we are listener-supported Catholic talk radio, and we need your help. Once again, just to keep going for the next 3 months. Again, I want to say thank you for your support. The first hour of this opening day of the Pledge Drive, really do appreciate all the brothers and sisters that stepped up there in this first hour. We begin every hour, as we always do during the Pledge Drive, with the Memorare. We invoke the intercession of the Mother of God, our Blessed Mother Mary, to help us with this pledge drive and for peace in the world, especially in the Middle East and in Ukraine. We pray for an end to abortion in our nation and for all of your many prayer requests. In fact, I spent some extra time yesterday in front of the Blessed Sacrament praying for the many, many requests of our Relevant Radio listeners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of virgins, my mother. To thee I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. Our Lady of Guadalupe, patroness of the Americas, patroness of the unborn, and patroness of Relevant Radio, pray for us. St. Joseph, patron of the Universal Church, pray for us. St. John Paul II, co-patron of Relevant Radio, pray for us. During this Easter season, we always invoke the Holy Spirit, and especially during this pledge drive when we pray, come, Holy Spirit, come. Jesus, I trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I want to bring in Glenn and Sarah once again. We are on the board with the first hour. Our pledge drive is underway. We are so grateful for the listeners who were able to contribute in hour number one. But we got a long, long way to go. A lot of giving hope to do, guys.
Absolutely. Just getting underway here. The number is 877-291-0123, or give electronically, like more folks do each and every time, with the Relevant Radio app or at relevantradio.com. But many opportunities throughout the course of the morning to give. We'll tell you more about that coming up in just a minute. But what a beautiful theme this week, to give hope.
No question about it. That's what it's all about. Relevant Radio gives hope because our hope is in our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're going to be doing all week long. Glenn, what are a few of the big stories and making headlines here on this Monday morning?
Well, we hope the conflict in the Middle East ends soon, but it looks like it could be ramping up just a bit more. The Israeli army putting out warnings that it will be attacking in Rafah, the last southern stronghold of Hamas in the Gaza Strip. Folks have been warning Israel not to do that for the longest time, that could interfere with peace talks as well. Israel says they have to finish their business, basically. And so this latest assault could come at any time. And announcing ahead of time, giving folks, civilians, a chance to get out of the way seems to be, you know, if you're doing warfare, a little more humanitarian way, perhaps, than a sneak attack that would kill 1,200.
Absolutely. And the other story that we've been keeping an eye on in New York City, former President Trump's criminal hush money trial is back in court this morning.
Hope Hicks, longtime assistant for President Trump, was on the stand with some tears as well on Friday, talking about the efforts with the hush money, not so much to influence the election as much to influence Mrs. Trump so she wouldn't find out.
Absolutely. And I think he was much more concerned about hurting his wife, Melania, than he was about how it would affect the results of the election.
Yeah, that seems to be the angle. And that plays to whether what all happened is involved in the election, which would, you know, affect how the law gets applied there.
On another note, it's Teacher Appreciation Week all week long. Great way to say thank you to all the many teachers that we've all had.
Oh, they're so important out there. Last hour, thanked some grade school teachers that got me off to a pretty good start, but I wanted to take just a moment to think about and ask your prayers as well for one of the great teachers I've run into as an adult for many years at St. Charles Borromeo in the Twin Cities. Got to read to the second grade class of now retired teacher Ann Flynn, and Anne is facing a pretty tough cancer struggle right now. So she's been a great guest on and off through the years here on Morning Air, too. But ask for your prayers for a great teacher. We appreciate very much Anne Flynn this morning.
Yeah, definitely. We'll pray for Anne. She is a great. I always love when she's on, so we'll definitely be praying for her. But you know what? I was thinking, Glenn, where the conversation was going was like you're kind of maybe a suck up in school because you've been just, you know, kind of, you know, saying all these wonderful things about your teachers. Look, they already submitted the final grades. You're not, doesn't matter how many apples you bring in, okay? It's not getting changed. But, you know, it is a week to celebrate the hard work, the very hard work of wrangling the class and teaching something to these hard-headed children that eventually turn into hard-headed adults and hopefully successful. So thanks so much to all the teachers out there.
Actually, a grade can't change. Funny story. I reunited with my old eighth grade teacher, Sister Mary Agnes from the Sisters of Christian Charity, many, many years later, and actually showed her and all the sisters the 40 film that I had produced. So they had a private screening of my movie. Afterwards, she signed an eighth grade picture and wrote, "John, you get an A."
Oh, well, there you go. See, that's not a change of a grade, though, but I get what you're saying. I like it, John. Very nice.
Oh, it was great. So I, you know, never forget Sister Mary Agnes as well as Father Andrew at Marmion Military Academy, the headmaster there who taught me Latin. He was a little tough on me, but, you know, that toughness was needed at the time. So kudos to all
one
our
one can only imagine
teachers.
The challenges, only imagine the challenges that the teachers of young John Morales had.
Yes, I was a challenging student indeed. All right, Glenn and Sarah, thanks so much, as always. We need to take a short break. When Morning Air continues, our spiritual director, the baseball priest, Father Burke Masters, will join us to talk about what it means to authentically participate in Holy Mass. So stay with us. We are just warming up. There's more to come here on Morning Air after a word from our very own Relevant Radio CEO, Father Rocky.
Oh, teacher, I need you.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day one of our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales, along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a joy to be with you on this Monday morning. As always, you can send us an email directly at morningair@relevantradio.com. And our toll-free line, if you want to be part of the program, 888-914-9149, sponsored by the Catholic Order of Foresters. Now, for those of us who have been Catholic our whole lives, participating in the Mass can easily become routine and a little bit flat. In fact, some Catholics who have left the Church say that they were not being fed. It's easy to take for granted the precious gift of the Holy Eucharist if we're not fully engaged during the Mass. The Second Vatican Council rightly emphasized the active, full, and fruitful participation of the entire people of God in the Eucharistic celebration. Joining us live for much more on the meaning of authentic participation in the Mass is our spiritual director, Father Burke Masters, the pastor of St. Isaac Jogues Parish in Hinsdale, Illinois. Father Burke is also the author of his latest book, Grand Slam for God, A Journey from Baseball to Catholic Priest. He's the Chicago Cubs Catholic chaplain, known as the Baseball Priest, and a longtime Morning Air contributor. Good morning, Father Burke. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for being with us once again on this opening day of our Spring Pledge Drive.
Good morning, John. Always good to be with you, and yes, we continue to wish each other Happy Easter as we continue these 50 days of this great celebration, and blessings to Relevant Radio for the amazing work and evangelization that you do, and for bringing more and more people into the church and strengthening the faith of those who are already Catholic.
Father, you have been a longtime contributor. You have seen what we do here day in and day out of bringing hope and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ to so many people across our country. Can you remind our listeners of why they should open their heart this morning and support the mission of Relevant Radio?
Yeah, so the Catholic Church exists to evangelize, to bring people to Christ. You know, we're here for the salvation of souls, and Relevant Radio is doing a wonderful job of using media, using the radio to spread the gospel of Christ to the world, literally through the technology that we have today. And so sometimes people say, I want to get involved, but I don't know how to get involved in evangelization. And one of the ways you can do it is by supporting Relevant Radio as they, you know, bring, you know, just the good news of Jesus Christ to the world. So I can't encourage people enough to help support this great ministry.
Father Burke, do you agree that the Mass can become somewhat routine for some folks who might be just going through the motions? That includes even some cradle Catholics who really have never come to appreciate what the beauty of the Mass is and to fully participate.
Absolutely. I think, you know, sometimes if you've been raised in the church and maybe never taught what's going on in the Mass, it can become what the church documents call ritualism. As you say, just kind of going through the motions, and then it's easy to say, you know, gosh, I don't get anything out of the Mass. And so that's our purpose for Be Formed this season, is to help people understand the beauty of what's happening, that, you know, Jesus is present there, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. And so when the church says they want more active, full, and fruitful participation, it doesn't mean that we're just doing more things, but it's paying attention to those inner dispositions that, you know, how I understand it, as the gifts are going forward, I'm called to bring my intentions, my sufferings, my joys also, and placing them with the gifts on the altar. You know, when the priest calls down the Holy Spirit upon the bread and wine, you know, the Holy Spirit is present there, transforming them into the body and blood of Christ. When we get a fuller understanding of what's happening, then, you know, it's no longer just a ritual, but it's an encounter with the living Christ at every Mass.
Father Burke, there's many different ways to make the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, you know, come alive. Can you share with us a few of those keys?
I think one of the things for the people attending Mass is to prepare for Mass. You know, when I was at my last parish, I remember, you know, people would read the you know, if a good movie comes out, people say, I want to read the movie before the movie comes out. And I say, well, do you read the readings at Mass before you go to Mass? Because what can happen so often, and I love, you know, our parish has a lot of young families and children, and it can get a little noisy. I would say the church without crying is dying. But what can happen is we can get distracted. And if we haven't prepared by praying with the readings before Mass, and we miss a reading, you know, we just start to daydream and just kind of fade away from what's actually happening. So one of the best ways I think that we can prepare for Mass, to be fully engaged in it, is to pray with the readings before. And then also bring an intention to the Mass. You know, what is, you know, just like the priest has you know, during the intercessions, you hear, oh, who are we praying for as a community, but also individually, what am I going to be praying for? What am I going to be offering on this altar today? And what that does then, it realizes that, wow, I have a role in this. It's not just the priest and the deacon up front who are celebrating the Mass, but I am entering into this celebration in a beautiful way.
Well, Father Burke, I've often thought to myself, imagine if you come from another country like Spain, where you know nothing about baseball, and you go to a Major League Baseball game. You don't have a scorecard. You don't know who the players are. You have no idea what's going on. For some folks, that's how they feel when they go to Mass, because they're not plugged in. Yeah, I mean, I think just the basics of reading the readings before Mass, which implies you're either reading them on an iPhone or you're reading them in a missal.
Yes. Yeah, I remember being that way. You know, I'm a convert to the faith and went to a Catholic high school. And I remember going to the all school masses, and I had no idea what was going on. And I felt like a fish out of water. But then as I started to, get more comfortable going to Mass, and then I start to ask questions in class and pay attention to what they were teaching us. And they'd say, well, this is why, you know, we stand during the gospel, because these are the very words and actions of Jesus. Or this is why we kneel at the consecration, because, you know, this is when the bread and wine are being transformed into the body and blood of Christ. You know, instead of, some people call it Catholic calisthenics, you know, this, we stand, we sit, we kneel, and they kind of make fun of it, but there's a purpose behind every action in the Mass. And the more we understand it, the more we can enter into that mystery and say, wow, I am at the foot of the cross at Calvary. I'm at the Last Supper with Jesus and his disciples. We are representing. It's not just, this is a memory of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, but I'm actually living it in every Mass.
What about some of the personal conditions to really be prepared when you go to Mass? You know, to do a self-examination before you even walk in.
Yeah, so we should be prepared when we go to Mass. You know, we're always in what the Church says. We're in a spirit of constant conversion. Every single one of us, from the Pope all the way down to all of the laity in the world, we're all in this process of conversion. So we should be examining our lives on a regular basis. You know, a daily, I think, to say, okay, where do I need to change? Where do I need conversion? If I've sinned gravely, if I've committed what we call a mortal sin, I should go to, you know, reconciliation before I receive communion. At least an hour of fasting before communion. You know, it used to be when you'd fast from midnight until you went to Mass. And now we're just asking for an hour of fasting in order that we hunger for the Eucharist. That, you know, if you feel those hunger pains, you're realizing who I'm really hungering for is Jesus in the Eucharist. Also, to come to Mass early and reflect. I understand there's times when, you know, you're trying to get the four kids ready for Mass, and you know it's tough, and you get there late. But I think sometimes we get into a habit of we show up late and we leave right after communion, and we're missing, you know, the fullness of the Mass, the preparation rites, the introductory rites at the beginning, and the final blessing of Mass. So there's a lot of things that we can do as participants to prepare our hearts for the fullness of the graces God wants to give us at Mass.
Father, would you say that if a Catholic truly understands what's going on in the Mass, that Jesus is truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Holy Eucharist, they would get a lot more out of it if they understood just that one reality?
Amen. We had our first communions on Saturday, and it was so beautiful to see the joy in these kids' hearts. And I asked the kids, I said, if Jesus walked into this church right now, what would you do? And the first little boy said, I would faint. Other one said, you know, I would drop to my knees. And, you know, and I said, well, he is here. He's already here in the tabernacle, and he's going to become present here on the altar. And you could see their eyes kind of getting wide, like the kids believe it, and they were so excited. And so I think as adults, you know, we sometimes think, well, I know more, and, you know, it's just a symbol. No, it really is Jesus. And if it is Jesus, then how does that change our behavior? You know, we would want to be at church every day if we really believe Jesus was coming there, and he is.
Amen. Father Burke, as always, thank you so much for your teachings and spiritual perspective. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Blessings to you and all your listeners, especially on your pledge drive this week.
Thanks so much. Father Burkmasters, the baseball priest and longtime Morning Air contributor. We need to take a short break. When we come back, Catholic speaker, podcaster, and faith coach Kendra Von Esch will be with us to talk about forever learning the faith. Stay with us as we continue on this Monday edition of Morning Air.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue with day one of our Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive. I'm John Morales along with Glenn and Sarah. Thanks so much for tuning in on this Monday. Thanks so much for making us a part of your morning here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. As we do every morning, our power scripture from the Playbook of Life is from John 2:5. The beloved disciple, St. John, writes, "His mother said to the servants, 'Do whatever he tells you.'" Our Blessed Mother Mary's mission is the same today as it was 2,000 years ago. She always points us to her Son, Jesus the Lord. Mary said to the servants at the wedding feast of Cana, "Do whatever he tells you." That is, do whatever Jesus is telling you to do. During this month of Mary, let's remember that it's all about following Christ from the heart every day of our life. And we always pray with great confidence that prayer from the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, "Jesus, I trust in you." You can send us an email directly. It's morningair@relevantradio.com. And our number, if you want to be part of the program here this hour, 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. Now, as Catholics, our faith is so rich and so deep that we will never know all there is to know about the Catholic faith until we're on the other side of the veil, until we're in heaven. Our faith is based on a divine person, our Lord Jesus Christ, and learning about our Lord and knowing the Lord personally is a lifelong pursuit. And this is what Relevant Radio is here to do, to keep you learning day in and day out and growing in your Catholic faith. Joining us live is Morning Air regular contributor Kendra Von Esch to share the beginning of her journey and how Relevant Radio helped her learn the truth and live her Catholic faith. Kendra's a speaker, faith coach, and podcaster who is passionate about sharing her faith, her supernatural transformation, and spiritual experiences while helping others on their journey. She's also the author of Am I Catholic? A Struggle with Faith, Humility, and Surrendering to God. Good morning, Kendra. Happy Easter. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to be with you. You're part of our day one lineup here on during this pledge drive.
Super excited to be here. And it's funny when you say the title of my book, Am I Catholic? Catholic is in italicized letters with a big old question mark, because I had no idea what the Catholic faith was about. All I knew was I encountered God in my confession that I went to after being away from any kind of church. Let me just tell you, I wasn't going to Christmas or Easter Mass or any kind of church service for 26 years. And so when I hear that title and a struggle with faith, humility, and surrendering to God, I'm going to be real honest with you, John. I did not want to be Catholic. And why? Because I believed what the world told me Catholicism was. And I didn't want to change my life. I didn't want to get up early on Sunday. So I really struggled with my faith walk.
Well, Kendra, I'm sure you partially wrote the book for your own help as well, to encourage yourself. Before we talk about how our learning the faith is a lifelong journey, can you share in your own words what Relevant Radio means for you and why our listeners should support this mission of Relevant Radio of bringing Christ to the world through the media?
Oh, I'm telling you, in the beginning of my journey, I was trying to understand what the Catholic faith was all about, and I stumbled across the radio station. I was actually searching for some of those sermons that I would hear on the AM dial back in the day when we didn't have iPods and phones and all that kind of stuff. And then, boom, there's a Catholic radio station. Praise God for Relevant Radio, because it was through the programs, through the guests, that I truly learned the truth. And what I'm talking about the truth, I mean the truth that I did not hear from the pulpit during Mass. like about birth control being a mortal sin and how abortion is the culture of death, pretty much like a satanic sacrifice. And I was really struggling with all of the teachings in the beginning of my journey. So if there's anyone out there who is struggling with certain beliefs that we have as Catholics, keep listening to Relevant Radio, because I guarantee you, every single time you're coming up with that challenge, because I really do believe it's really important for us to know our faith, not just understand the teachings, but why we believe what we believe. And you're going to hear that on Relevant Radio.
I remember the first time we met at St. Catherine Laboure Parish in Glenville, Illinois, suburban Chicago. I stuck around after the Mass. I heard there was a speaker that was going to be speaking, and sure enough, there you were. I was in the front row to hear you share your testimony.
Yeah, that was so cool. And Cindy was there as well, your lovely wife. And I have to say that I am so grateful now that I know all of you folks at Relevant Radio. And at that time, you did not have your program. So congratulations. I'm so happy that you're a part of teaching people the faith and truly standing behind your beliefs with your heart. You know, I mean, you can tell that you believe every bit of what the Catholic faith is about. So do I. So much so, it might even be a problem for me because, you know, when my husband died and he wasn't practicing, he wasn't going to Mass, I freaked out for a couple of days. And then I remember, oh, I have to rely on the mercy of God. And of course, you having me, you know, be prayed for on Drew's show and later on with Father Rocky on the Rosary Across America just changed my life. So who knew that that day that I met you, that I would be sitting on a program with you, and how I would be so grateful for who you are and for the whole Relevant Radio family who have been there. You all were there for the visitation. You were there for the funeral. And I'm not close to you. It's a good hour or so drive. So it's the real deal at Relevant Radio. The people walk the walk and talk the talk. And that's just so beautiful.
Well, Kendra, I appreciate the kind words. It's a never-ending reminder of God's divine providence and the importance of trusting in the Lord. In fact, I want to open up our phone lines and invite our listeners. We'd love to get your perspective on the importance of learning and loving our Catholic faith. If you spend time in Scripture and spiritual reading, if that's part of your journey, we'd love to hear from you. We're taking your calls for Catholic Speaker and Faith Coach Kendra Von Esch at 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149. We're going to take a short time out as we continue our discussion with Kendra. Stay with us. There's more to come here on the show after this Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio Miracle Moment.
40 years, I was a Jehovah's Witness. I converted 3 years ago at the age of almost 60. For me, it has been life-changing and life-saving, truly. I've had an opportunity to get to know Jesus Christ, the real Jesus Christ, because he was denied to me for so many years. And I have such a love for him and a gratitude. Also, there have to be listeners who know or have a family member, they love someone who is a Jehovah's Witness, and my plea is to them, do not give up in prayer for these individuals and their conversion. Be the Saint Monica that because it's possible. It truly, truly is possible.
Touch a heart and change a soul by donating to Relevant Radio today.
And welcome back to Morning Air as we continue our conversation on learning our Catholic faith, how it's a lifelong experience with Morning Air contributor Kendra Von Esch. Kendra, can you talk a little bit about how you can never learn everything there is to learn about our faith? How can we get more excited about learning about our Catholic faith?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have to first say this. I used to believe that I never wanted to learn. This is before God. like, not that I never wanted to learn, but I said, people would have to pay me to go back to school. Like, I wasn't a good student. I didn't really appreciate what I was learning. And then when I walked out of that confessional in 2023 on Divine Mercy Sunday, I truly had this unquenchable thirst. It was the Holy Spirit that put it in me to find out, like, what is this Catholic faith all about? And in the beginning, it was just a journey of learning the Catholic faith, learning what the Mass is, learning about the Eucharist, learning about the sacraments. And then it became, okay, wait a minute, this is a spiritual war. Like, I can fight with Jesus. So I dove into deliverance prayers, and I understood after studying St. Ignatius' discernment of spirits, how the evil one, you know, tips us, tricks us, seduces us into certain things. And then it just became this ongoing learning of devotions. Think of how many devotions, which, by the way, you can find quite a few on the Relevant Radio app. It's free. Download it. I'm telling you, I took Relevant Radio to me in Europe when I was back in my corporate America days. I mean, you can listen anywhere, anytime, and you can download those prayers to your phone without even having to have an internet connection. Beautiful app. And there's so many things that we can learn, saints that we can pray to and help with us, help us along our journey. And right now I started, back in September, Our Lady of Sorrows Rosary. And you have a beautiful devotion to Our Lady of Sorrows on the app. And I'm telling you, John, if I didn't start that in September, I would not be suffering with the joy through my father's death at Christmas and then my husband's death 33 days later. I went to the calendar and I counted it out and I'm like, 33 days? I thought it was 26. But regardless, I am loving Mary more and more. And there's just so many resources in the heavenly angels and the heavenly army that can help us.
What if somebody feels overwhelmed? There's so much to learn. Where should they start? How can they go about learning more about their faith? Obviously, you can learn a lot just by turning on the radio and listening to Relevant Radio, but there's so many tools out there.
Yeah, you're not kidding. And you can overwhelm yourself, which is, by the way, a trick of the devil. He wants you to think, oh, I have to do this prayer and I have to do this devotion and I've got to do the rosary and I've got to da 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 da. And all of a sudden you have an hour and a half worth of prayers that in your state of life is darn near impossible. And so then we look at ourselves and we think, oh, we're not holy. We can't do this. That happened to me on my journey. I actually said to Jesus, I don't think I'm supposed to be holy because I just kept slipping up. So I am right now you're talking 11 years down the journey, reassessing my devotions and my prayers, because it is currently about 2 hours in the morning before I go to Mass. So what I would say is, if you don't know what the Mass is about, I would start there. I think when I first looked up the Mass, because I said, and also with you, after the priest said, peace be with you, and I wanted to know what they were saying, I stumbled across the word Eucharist. And then Lord led me to Eucharistic Miracles online, and I had no idea that that was Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity that we were receiving at Mass. So that's where I would start, and then pray about devotions. I truly believe every single one of us should be praying the rosary every single day. And that's where you just start and you commit to it, because our holiness is dependent on our sacrifice of our time. Like I always like to say that our currency with Jesus is our time. And if we don't give it to him, we're not completing the first of the two greatest commandments, which is to love God with all our heart, our soul, our mind, our strength, because we can't do number two, which is to love our neighbor as ourselves. And sometimes we really need to love ourselves more and make sure that we dedicate some time to God, especially first thing whenever our day starts, because that is how we start on the right foot, on the Jesus foot, if you will.
Kendra, obviously, prayers, praying the rosary, devotions, that's all great. But you also need to study what the church actually teaches, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You need to spend time in Scripture. You need to maybe read, some popular books like The Imitation of Christ, some of the classics that are out there.
Absolutely. I mean, you can't give what you don't have. And so if you don't know why we believe what we believe and you haven't cracked open that catechism, by the way, I used to be scared of that thing because it was so thick, but it is beautiful. You can truly find the answers as to why we believe what we believe, because if you get that into your heart, then you can read the scriptures in a different way because you know the reasons behind it. So you're absolutely right. And sometimes if you're starting the scriptures, you may need to follow some people who will translate that scripture to you. Follow Catholic people in the beginning of your journey, because I didn't know anything about the Bible. But now that's my mental prayer. That's my morning meditation. I read all of the daily readings, and then I wait for a word or a phrase or a theme to jump out at me, and then I sit with Jesus. That's the big thing. We've got to listen. It's not just always us praying, but we have to listen to God on the journey of prayer, especially with Scripture.
We're going to have to leave it right there. There is so much more that we could talk about, but I really do appreciate you being with us this morning, Kendra. Thanks so much for joining us here on day one. You have been our cleanup hitter.
Well, happy to be that, and God bless everyone. Keep donating to Relevant Radio, because that is also you evangelizing. If you're afraid to speak out, donate to Relevant Radio, and they'll do the talking for you.
Amen. Morning Air contributor Kendra Von Esch. Now it's time for another episode of Glenn Story Corner.
How important is this now in our current world? Of course, it always has been. Our story today called Love Your Enemy from Wow, That's Awesome on Facebook. Daryl Davis was once an aspiring and successful musician. He played with Chuck Berry, B.B. King, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Muddy Waters. However, his true claim to fame, the legacy he's forged, came in a very different way. He went out of his way to befriend KKK Grand Wizard Roger Kelly. He spent years building trust between them and laying the foundation of what became a friendship. They broke bread at each other's tables. They welcomed each other into their homes. Davis even went as far as attending Klan rallies as a guest of Kelly. Most importantly, Davis cultivated an atmosphere of listening. He didn't hate Kelly because Kelly hated him. Instead, he listened to Roger Kelly, and eventually, Kelly started listening to him. This led to the two realizing they had far more in common than not. In the end, Kelly denounced his ties to the KKK, so much so he handed his hood and robe to Daryl Davis. In total, Davis has seen over 200 Klan members walk away from the KKK and hand over their robes and hoods to Daryl. Daryl Davis is a world changer, replacing hate with love, because love conquers hate every time. John 13:35, this is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another.
As always, thanks so much, Glenn. In this month of May, the month of Mary, let's open our hearts and honor the Mother of God by praying and watching the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky at 7 p.m. Central tonight and every night of the week here on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. As Father Rocky has said so many times, remember that the family that prays together stays together. So much more of this Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive continues here momentarily. The Patrick Madrid Show will be coming up shortly at the top of the hour, so stay with us. We are just warming up here on this Monday, day one of our Give Hope Pledge Drive.